Who'd you rather take a hike with than Roger Naylor, Arizona's own travel, hiking, eating writer? Roger, we were talking about all your books that are out, available now, and you got a couple in the works.
I do. I've finished my Arizona State Parks book, and that's being in the design phase right now and being edited. It should be out sometime this winter, and I'm working on the
does
next
that,
one.
Does that just talk about every state?
I cover every state
every
park.
State park.
Yeah, in Arizona, and also the communities. You know, I always like to give you that extra information. So when you go to the park, here's some nearby attractions. Here's a couple places to eat. Here's a place to stay. You know, I like to, you know, I live in a small town. We have a state park. I know how important that is to us. That's my, you know, the Dead Horse Ranch State Park in Cottonwood. That's my home turf. I'm on it all the time. But I want you to connect to the community when you're getting out to visit these parks and see that there's more to than just, you know, going out to Lyman Lake. While you're there, check out the things in Springerville. Check out some of this other cool stuff all around it.
My glove box.
Have you been to every state park then?
Oh, yeah. I had already been to almost all of them, but I spent 2017 going to every one again just to make sure. So the only ones I hadn't been to were like the Granite Mountain Hotshots, which was new, and the Oracle State Park, which had been closed for a long time. And then there was one other one that I hadn't been. Fool Hollow, I don't think. You know, I felt like I'd been to Fool Hollow Lake, and then I got there and I just didn't have any recollection of it. And it's a beautiful place. Beautiful.
Well, and it's transformed. The last 20 years, too.
Oh, yeah.
You could have been there 20 years ago and not recognized it. It has changed a lot.
They are having an event just coming up May 19th.
At Fool Hollow?
Uh-huh, a Northern Arizona Star Party at Fool Hollow.
That's so, just outside Sholo.
Yeah.
Beautiful little lake.
Yeah, you can go on their website and find out. They have lots of events. But I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial. I haven't been up there yet.
I was walking through the office yesterday. I come around the corner, and Jennifer is watching, and the tears are just – I mean, she's literally bawling her eyes out. I thought, well
– Well, Sue Black had sent me this video that Facebook has like a – kind of a video feed now, a movie feed.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't had the heart to watch the movie. I just don't think I could make it through it. But this is a 30-minute little clip that Mike Rowe – did, and his whole series is called Honoring the Brave. So he went up there and just kind of tells the story, and then he interviews a couple of gals. One's a mom and one's a wife of a couple of the deceased firefighters, and they started a foundation, Wildlife Firefighter Guardian Institute, and they're working hard to get better awareness and better equipment for the firefighters. So anyway, the whole story is told on there, and I just... Oh, it was so moving. But he did such an amazing job, and he interviews Sue on there, and they show the unveiling of the – did you get to go when they had the statue up?
I didn't. They'd invited me, but I just didn't – the timing didn't work out, so I didn't make it to the ceremony. I just went and hiked it on my own.
Well, they've made it now, so if you can't – it's a pretty – Gary has told it's a pretty strenuous hike. I mean, it's not like you can just get out and look at it.
Yeah,
so if you just want to go up and see, they do now have something for you to see in this wonderful sculpture. And the story's right there. But if you want to hike, is it, 3.5 miles out to the site?
Yeah. So it's about a 7-mile round trip hike all the way and stuff. But I encourage everybody to go, because even if you just go to the parking lot, they have they do have some stuff right there in the small parking area, some informational signage that's very moving, some old photographs. And if you just want to start up the trail, the first plaque is less than a quarter mile up the trail, and they've got a bench right there, and there's another plaque. So, you know, you can just take a little stroll up the hill and get to see part of the story and get to appreciate. And, you know, but it's if you can do the hike, it's worth it. And it's, you know, I mean, it really helps – tell the story in your head. You know, I mean, I'd read so much about it and everything, but making the hike really was incredibly powerful, incredibly moving. But it was also very beautiful. It was kind of, you know, I felt like – I don't want to say – you know, I was honoring these guys in a way, because I felt like, you know, this is what they were fighting for. You know, I think these are the guys that would want people out there hiking and enjoying and looking around. And, you know, this is the what they gave their lives protecting and fighting for. And they would want people to appreciate it.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's there are things that get to you. I mean, man, yeah, you're going to, you know, I cried. You're going to cry. There are a couple, you know, the first, I'm hiking up the slopes and it's pretty bare. And all of a sudden there are these, a couple little scorched tree trunks. And, you know, here I am choking up on the hillside and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the thing that really gets you when you get over the hill, because I guess I had in my head that they were so far, you know, kind of out in the middle of nowhere and isolated. And you look down and you can see this little circle, the memorial site. And you can see just how close they were to safety, just how close. Mm-hmm. And it just breaks your heart. It just tears you apart and stuff. And but, you know, there's this great signage and information all the way there to the observation deck. And then you can go down and be a part of it. And you get to see it and read the stories and connect with these guys and be there in this quiet place. And it's very reverent. It's very beautiful, you know, and, you know, on the hike back, that's what I was trying to do, just enjoy the hike like I do all hikes. And I thought this is the best way to honor these guys is to say thanks and thanks for saving this. Thanks for making this possible.
I did post it on that video on our Facebook page if you want to see it. And also I wanted to mention it has gotten so popular that most of the time you can't just drive up and park. They have shuttle buses to bring you
in. They're trying to work that out because that's the only negative thing about it. Yeah, they've got very limited parking there and stuff. So that's still something they're trying to sort out. So, yeah, if you can take a little shuttle from Yarnell, that's the best.
That's hallowed ground for sure.
It is.
So the Granite Mountain State Park Monument. What of the 32, 33, we've got another one opening in November
Rockin' Ranch State
That's
Park.
That's going to be a great state park.
I know, yeah. I'm very excited about that one. Havasu Riviera there is going to be another one that's opening very soon and stuff. So it's they keep adding, keep expanding. That's always a good thing. Anytime you can set aside places, these places, and preserve them, protect them, and create a little park, that's always a positive thing.
All right. We've got people listening to us now all across the state of Arizona. Southern Arizona has some great hiking opportunities.
Spectacular.
I mean, any of the San Pedro or Santa Cruz.
Chiricahua Rivers, National Chiricahua. Monument is absolutely, I think, the most unappreciated place in Arizona. One of my favorite hiking places featured in Boots and Burgers. The Dragoon Mountains, where you can hike up to Cochise Stronghold. That's another hike featured in Boots and Burgers. Always beautiful. There's some great hikes along the San Pedro River that's that you can access from either the San Pedro House in Sierra Vista or the Fairbank Ghost Town near Tombstone, which I just really love. And you can have this real historic lesson and then a nice little riverside walk down there.
It's a beautiful, beautiful country down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love – Cochise County is probably my favorite corner of Arizona. I get down there as often as I can. It's that combination of history and scenery that's just unlike any place else.
As counties go – what do we have, 15 in Arizona, I think?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. As counties go, it probably goes back in European history – it probably has the oldest European history of any county in Arizona.
Well,
that really was the entry point.
Santa Cruz, I think.
Okay,
Santa Cruz
okay.
would be because that's right. where they came up with Tubac is there, yes. and Tumacacori and the missions. So that's where the Father Kino came up the Santa Cruz River. So that's just a little outside of Cochise County. But Santa Cruz County is probably the oldest, but then Cochise is certainly right there with it and stuff. But yeah, that's all spectacular down through there.
Take the horses in the Canela Hills and saddle
nice.
up.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the sun setting, and you just say, "Where'd the day go?"
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those places that just evaporates time.
Exactly. And there's a lot of surprises down there. You know, you start people know about the wine country in Sonoyta and Elgin and stuff, but you keep going down and you end up at Parker Canyon Lake, you know, which is like practically on the Mexican border, but it's sitting at 5,400 feet elevation and stuff, you know, with campsites right overlooking the lake and a hiking trail around the lake and stuff, you know. So, I mean, there's all this amazing stuff down there that's just kind of hidden away that people aren't aware of.
And Jennifer, you were talking about the mariachi party at Patagonia Lake,
right? You know, even if you
just a little bit west of Parker Canyon, there
they have a lot of things. Even if you're not a person who will go out and hike by yourself, that's kind of intimidating to some people. But it seems like all the parks have programs. You can go to Lost Dutchman and they have a scorpion hunt. A lot of the parks have sky nights where you can just go observe. So just to get outside and enjoy nature without being out in the wilderness, if that, you know, if you're not able or not don't want to.
I got to believe the sky watch at Homolivi has to be probably one of the better sky watches. Although
it's
you have Dr. Sky at Lost Dutchman, that's pretty good too. Those are two two really good night watching opportunities.
Well, anytime you have Dr. Sky, it's a good night watching opportunity.
What's going on at Patagonia Lake? They've got a fiesta
mariachi.
Down there.
Mariachi festival, and that's very fun. I showed up, you know, and it's so weird because I'd written about it for the Arizona Republic, and along with some other great things doing in the spring, and then I was down in the area, and I just show up. I'm going to go hiking in the at Patagonia Lake. They also have the Sonoyta Creek Natural Area right next to the state park that, you know, they oversee with 20 miles of hiking trail. Mm. So I show up on a May day. I'm just going to go hiking. There's all the cars is just packed. Well, what the heck? It's never this crowded, and it's the mariachi festival going on. I'm going, oh, yeah, I just wrote about that. But it's so much fun. They have all these – it's so colorful, and the music is great, and they've got booths and vendors and food, and everybody's got their lawn chairs out by the beach, and the kids are playing. And it's so much fun at the lake and stuff, and I hung out for a while, enjoyed it, and then I went over to the natural area and had it all to myself and hiked for a few
miles. It's $20 a vehicle to get in. I mean, you can't beat that for entertainment. Yeah. If you're bored, it's because you're not looking. There's so much stuff to do.
Well, and the state park website is so easy. Oh. I mean, it's a list of events. You can scroll to the bottom of the homepage. They have every park listed individually. You click on the park that has any interest to you, and boom, everything they got going on at that park is there. So hats off to state parks on what they did on their website. So, Roger, what else have you got coming up right now? You've got something you're going to this afternoon. Storytelling adventure?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Mason Convention Center. I'm giving a little talk called Roger Naylor's Love Letters to Arizona. I'm talking about some trails, some hidden gems, some scenic drives. And that'll be at the Mesa Convention Center at 10:15 to 10:45.
This morning.
So I got to bolt out of here.
Okay.
But then later in the week on Thursday, I'm giving a talk on the amazing Cole Brothers of Grand Canyon. I'll be at the Sedona Library Thursday, May 17th at 5:30.
And so, we got through five of your six books.
The fifth book, State Parks,
is going to be out this fall.
Yeah, or winter, yeah, probably.
Okay.
And the sixth one, the one I'm working on, it's called Perfect Pairs. It's going to be scenic drives paired with a few little hiking trails along the way.
Okay.
So, you know, Arizona has, I think it's 26 officially designated scenic drives, and I made all those drives and look for some great hiking trails around them, and also, again, here are places to eat, places to stay, things to do while you're out making these beautiful drives.
I know you've written a book about the best Mexican food in Arizona, an article about that. Mm-hmm. You've also written about the best pizza shops in Arizona. Where do I find all these lists?
You can always, you know, go to my website, rogernaylor.com. I've got articles posted on there, or if you're looking for one in specifically, you know, I'll be happy to repost it on my Facebook page.
Fantastic.
That's where, you know, keep up with all my travels around the state and the stories. And
Roger Naylor, Arizona's own travel writer. We'll be back at Rosie on House in just 1 minute.